Hey, Smutters.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
How's your week been?
Well, Jan, it's not been bad.
How about yours? My name is Jen. It's been terrible, but that's fine. It's hot as shit in Tennessee, so.
Well, you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
So, you sent me.
Do you know what CGI stands for?
It stands for blow me.
Wow.
Speaking of y'all, we have a new show. We have a new show and you must watch it. It is called The Boys. B-O-Y-S. I told somebody today they had to watch it and they're like, The Voice? I'm not watching that. It's called The Boys. I don't know. But I've never watched it. But yes, this show is on Amazon Prime. It is wonderful.
Is it wonderful?
So wonderful. It's
Captain Wonderful.
It's about superheroes and like how they really would be if we actually had superheroes. And it's not a cartoon or anything. It is so good.
They're dicks, y'all.
Yeah, they are dicks. They're terrible. But you know. I wanted to tell everybody about this thing you sent me this week.
What did I send you?
I
send you only a handful of things.
I know, but this was so awesome because they have campsites at the Conjuring House now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about me sending that to you.
What about it?
How you totally fucking ignored me.
How was it work? But anyway, they have these tents set up for you. So all you have to do is like bring, I think, like your sleeping bag and stuff. But it's set up around the Conjuring House. And it's set in different levels of fear. So the whole, or fright factor is what they're calling it. So the first fright factor starts at like 6+. And it's $300 a night. And the different sections, it is, but it's the Conjuring. Like, I would pay that. But also, like, the tent can hold, like, 3 people. So, if you bring, like, 3 people, it's, like, $100 a piece.
Well, how about it's just me and you and my cerebral shotguns?
You're such a weirdo. But, yeah.
With salt.
With salt.
Where the ghost goes.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of the places that you put, that they put you, they're like, you'll see all these UFOs and extraterrestrial visitors have been here.
Oh, hey, speaking of which, is it just me or here lately? Does it seem like the government's really like, fuck it, we don't care to hide UFOs anymore?
Well, did you see that thing where they're saying that the government's going to like pretend it's a UFO invasion just to get the people to run towards the government? And it really isn't. It's just something that they're doing.
No.
Okay. But yeah,
we've had enough with COVID,
right? Didn't work though, did it? Well, you got scared of COVID because you got it really bad.
Yeah, I don't ever want to go through that shit again,
y'all. I know this sounds terrible, but for my job, if we got COVID, we got 2 weeks off. So I was like, anybody that coughed, I was like, can I drink after you? You know, like I wanted 2 weeks off of work. So,
but you never got it.
No, because when I finally got COVID, like they were only given about 5 days off by then because it had been around for so long. But main thing for me, COVID just basically showed I had it. I had like no symptoms. You, on the other hand,
I got a month off work.
You,
because it would not go away. Like, it
right,
kept saying positive forever.
Yes. And the thing is, he got it for me. But his was so much worse. Like, he was throwing up blood and shit. I was fine. I was loving my COVID vacation. But, like, I even felt guilty for not being at work because there was nothing wrong with me besides the test saying, yeah, you have it. But you, I thought you were going to die. You were, like, making plans if something happened, you know? It was so bad. But back to this. So, the fright factor for the first one is called the Extraterrestrial Porter, Portal. And blow me. And basically you'll see like UFO, maybe some aliens and some orbs, which is so weird because it's the Conjuring house. The next one is the Playhouse, and you'll see like ghost kids walking around. The other one is the Pet Cemetery, and you hear like distant barks and stuff like that. You'll see a phantom horse, it says, and ghost cats. Then there's one called Seven Soldiers. The fright factor is 8. And apparently next to the stone wall, there's like soldiers from a war buried there. And you can see like shadow figures and hear disembodied voices. Then they have one called Beyond the Bridge. And the fright factor there is 10. It says this brings a special kind of fear. You see shadow figures. You hear footsteps. You hear drumming and howling animals. Then the other one is called the Floating Regrets Tent, and it's set way back into the woods by the river, just over the bridge. And
you relive everything you regret.
I have no idea. It says,
I'm definitely not doing that shit.
Well, Floating Regrets, it says you see like a little boy, like a deceased boy floating in the river, and just really strange. And it's where Lorraine in the Conjuring movie saw her daughter float past her as a warning. And it says, what secrets will the waters reveal? The last one that they have is called the Perrin's Purgatory Tent, and it's deep in the woods, and it sits among tales of cross-dimensional encounters, Bigfoot sightings, and siren-like orbs of light. Experienced investigators have been known to flee in terror back to the safety of the house. Now, if you're running to the safety of the Conjuring house, something is not right there. But yes, that is 400. I guess the higher the fright factor is the higher, but the highest price is 400. But yeah, they provide the tents, and it's really cool. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that. Just look up, I guess, camping at the Conjuring house, if that's interesting to you guys. Also, I saw the funniest story when I got to work this morning. Because before I go out or get out of my car, I have to just kind of give myself a minute. And I found a story and cry. And I found this story, and it was like a picture of this girl. And she was like maybe in her 20s. And her husband, who's probably in his 70s. And yeah, it was really gross. And she claimed that she was pregnant with Bigfoot's baby, that he found her and had his way with her, and she was very pregnant. And the husband's like, I 110% believe her, and that she is pregnant with Bigfoot's baby. And then like scientists got involved, and they're like, ma'am, there's no possible way that could ever happen. And not because they don't believe in Bigfoot, it's just...
That baby is a white baby.
It's just the interspecies thing. There's no possible way you can get pregnant from crossbreeding species.
Klaus did.
Well, he's a vampire and not a Bigfoot.
Just a vampire.
Anyway.
Klaus Michelson.
So I'm very interested to see what this baby is going to look like. Okay. What this baby is going to look like when it comes out, because... clearly, it's not a Bigfoot baby, but the husband's like very supportive and loves his wife. So,
Bigfoot nuts.
I will try to keep finding stuff on this Bigfoot baby story, and I will keep y'all posted. So, that is all the wonderful news I have for you guys tonight. Do you know what we're doing tonight? The story. It's kind of a fun one.
No, I don't.
We are doing the Denver airport, which, you know, you're probably like, it's an airport. Are we just going to talk about layover times or whatever? That was the worst joke ever. Sorry. Wow. Wah, wah.
Wow.
No, the Denver airport. Just pretend I did not say that, you guys. It's kind of late and I'm really tired. We'll just scratch that one. It has a bunch of conspiracy theories, and I dove into a rabbit hole researching this. I did dive on in. and I found so much stuff. So let's go ahead and get this party started and dive on in to the Denver airport. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Since the Denver airport opened its doors in 1995, it has been a magnet for legends and myths from a cursed secret underground bunkers, space aliens, lizard people, to secret societies. So let's start at the beginning and go through all the mysteries and talk about its construction. Before construction began in September of 1989, there were already conspiracy theories circling the DIA, or the Denver International Airport. To start with, there was no need for the airport. People believed that its construction was a subterfuge designed to hide or disguise the construction of other far more nefarious structures. As a matter of fact, Colorado already had an airport, an international airport, since 1929, just 19 miles away from DIA. It was already established, and they didn't need to spend all that extra money on a brand new airport. There was literally no reason whatsoever to build a brand new international airport when they already had one down the street. And I looked up, as I said, it's 19 miles. It takes about 20 minutes to get to one or the other. And the other one has since been torn down. One of the most prevalent theories that the runways at DIA are arranged to form a swastika as a tribute to the fascist New World Order. I've got a picture I will show you guys of the layout. But you'll have to go on Instagram, and it's Supernatural Smut Podcast. There's going to be so many pictures, you guys. The layout does bear a resemblance to the notorious symbol. However, the reason behind this is pretty straightforward. Basically, having the various runways splayed out. Sorry, my writing is crazy. And this pinwheel design makes it easier for multiple runways to be used at once, and even minimize the chance of having to shut down all the runways during inclement weather or strong winds. Now, another legend is that it was built by members of a secret society. Many believe it was built by the Freemasons, one of the world's oldest secular fraternal organizations, dating back to the stonemason lodges of the 14th century. The Illuminati, a short-lived Enlightenment-era secret society that many believed are still active, or the New World Order, an alleged cabal of global elites conspiring to overthrow existing governments and rule the world. It could be all of them, since they are often said to be linked. But the best piece of evidence for this theory is a dedication capstone at the south entrance of the airport, dated for March 19th of 1994. Beneath the stone is a time capsule. The granite marker depicts the square and compasses symbol of the Freemasons and the names of two Grand Lodges and their Grand Masters. The capstone also makes mention of a group called the New World Airport Commission. Now, the thing about this is, the New World Airport Commission does not exist. And that makes it really tough to explain. Many like to point out that the name is very close to the New World Order. So basically they're saying it's their secret way of thanking the New World Order, basically calling it the New World Airport Commission. So what's in the time capsule? Do you have any guesses? What do you think could be in there?
Aliens.
Aliens, maybe. Supposedly it is filled with coins. There's a baseball from Coors Field, a pair of former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb's shoes, because his whole campaign, I had to look this up, was him walking from door to door through Denver to get people to vote for him, so he donated his shoes. Some Black Hawk casino tokens and other memorabilia. So, this is the part that gets me. So listen up, y'all. The DIA was originally supposed to be finished in October of 1993, but due to design changes, contract disputes, and other setbacks, the opening was changed to February of 1995. Also, the final budget was $3 billion more than originally expected. And that's billion with a B, y'all. which led to even more conspiracy theories. This made people believe there are many things going on at DIA that the public couldn't know about. The changes, as well as the disputes leading to many different workers on the job under different contractors, it is thought that nobody really knows the true scope of the project because architects wanted it that way. So basically, they kept changing all the contracts and getting different workers and stuff in there working for different people. So nobody actually knew what they were building, just what to build. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. There are known to be as many as 6 underground levels below the ground floor of DIA, and maybe even more that we don't know about. Beyond that, there are theories that tunnels exist all the way from the Colorado Springs Air Force Base to DIA and from the Air Force Base to the Cheyenne Mountain Complex in the Rocky Mountains outside of Colorado Springs. The difference in budget does leave room for question. Why did they go $3 billion over budget? Some believe... maybe. There are layers upon layers of secret buildings and bunkers that members of the elite and secret societies will use to ride out the upcoming apocalypse. They even say the tunnels connect to NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or that thing I watch every Christmas to see where Santa is. The airport's excuse for going over budget: a failed automated baggage system. So, I looked it up and I did some math. A rough estimate is for an automated baggage system costs maybe around $324 million. But it would have been 1993, so at that point it's converted to $154 million. Plus, the baggage system supposedly failed, so they're saying the money was just thrown away. They said that the baggage system would not work, so they just quit using it. So you're telling me that they got an extra $3 billion for a baggage system they decided not to use?
Sounds that way.
Is that what's going on here? So, while I was looking up how much baggage systems cost... I came upon an article and found out that the DIA, I found another article and the DIA is getting a $500 million contract to upgrade to a new baggage claim system. This seems to be like an ongoing thing with them.
Well, it sounds like nobody's asking us questions.
It sounds like they need to find a new excuse. Like, how about a new plane or something, you know?
Well, it's just like our defense budget. You don't think it costs $10,000 for a hammer.
That's true. On top of that, the Great Hall that holds the time capsule is getting an upgrade. The upgrade is being done in 3 phases. The first 2 phases will be completed within the original $770 million budget. But the final price, including the third phase, $1.3 billion. I need to know where this airport's getting their money from.
Right.
I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar airport.
And you know, as much as we've traveled and went international, we've never went to Denver.
And that's the, like, there's, it's one of the top 3 airports in the world. Like, that's how popular it is. We've always gone through Miami, I believe, right?
Atlanta.
Atlanta and then landed in Miami. many people suggest that underground could be home to extraterrestrials or even the lizard people. How has the DIA responded to all of this? Which, this is genius. I'm just going to give it to them. This is freaking amazing. They created an ad campaign embracing all of the accusations, which to me, as I said, is genius. Because if it comes to light that the theories are in fact true, all they have to say is we never denied it. You know? So, I've got a lot of their ad campaign pictures, and I'll post those as well.
I have never had sex with Megan Fox.
What?
I've never had sex with Megan Fox.
Okay.
So if it ever comes to light, I didn't say I didn't happen.
Okay. I don't know. But here's one of the ad campaigns. So I'm showing Troy, and I'll post this also. It's a picture of a lizard person. See?
It's a fish.
It's a lizard.
That's a fish.
It's not. And it says, what are we...
That's a damn rainbow trout. Okay,
let me find a different one then. Here, what's this?
Alligator.
No, it's a freaking lizard. Okay. So, like, on this one, it's a picture of a lizard person. And it says, what are we doing? And it gives you three choices. And it says, adding amazing new restaurants and bars, building an Illuminati headquarters, or C, remodeling the lizard people's lair. And, I mean, it's pretty great how they've done this. They've got signs like this everywhere. Also, the construction crew that are working with their hard hats on have Illuminati symbols on the front of them. Like, I think I've got a picture of that too. Yeah, here it is. And it has it on one of the signs, and it says construction or cover up. So they've totally embraced this whole thing, and that's amazing. So let's go on to Blucifer. And if Blucifer, it was the hint I threw out this week about what we're doing. This is Blucifer.
Oh, the stallion.
Yes. So it is his name, basically the people that live in Denver call this Blue Mustang Blucifer, but it's actually Blue Mustang. Blucifer is a 32-foot, 9,000-pound cast fiberglass bright blue Mustang with glowing red eyes.
32 feet?
Yes, 32 feet. It is bolted on a concrete slab, and it's located on the hill in the median of Pena Boulevard. They were going to build a pull-off area for people to view the Blue Mustang on the way to the airport, but decided not to after 9/11. It is actually warned that visitors should not get close to the sculpture. Some say the beast is cursed, a demonic design responsible for the murder of his creator. What is certain is that Luis Jimenez and his final statue, Blue Mustang, have lived an eventful but traumatic life. Blucifer was commissioned by the city for the airport in 1993. The making of the Mustang mirrored the airport's construction dilemmas. Finally, it was delivered in February of 2008. So they wanted it ready by the time the airport opened, which was 1995, and they finally got it in 2008.
Wow.
13 years behind schedule. Which, I think that's funny. Also,
early than ever, I guess.
They were way over budget. It cost $650,000 to build that statue.
That Mustang?
Yes.
You said it was made of fiberglass.
It's made of fiberglass. The worst part, though, was in 2006, Blucifer was responsible for his creator's death. 65-year-old Luis Jimenez, the rear section of Blucifer became unhinged in his New Mexico studio, and it crushed his leg, severing his femoral artery. And Blucifer's head was already finished. So with the help of his studio team and two sons, the commission was delivered and unveiled at the DIA, but he never got to see it because Blucifer killed him. But like, when I saw that Lucifer killed him before I knew how, I was like, oh, it probably like fell on his head or something, you know? Not fell on his leg. Like, how unlucky do you have to be for something to fall on your leg and kill you? You?
Yeah. That would be me.
Yeah. many people felt the Mustang was hostile and there were better uses for the money. They also thought the sculpture wasn't very welcoming to visitors. They thought Lucifer fit right in with the Illuminati conspiracy, and this hellacious horse with glowing red eyes must have been cursed or a symbol for the New World Order. Now, I'm not saying that the eyes are just red. No, they've got red lights in the eyes where it is casting a red glow out of its eyes. Like this horse, if you saw it in real life and it was a real thing, it would freaking terrify you. So I don't know why it's at the welcoming entrance of the airport, you know? Not to mention everybody, like anything you listen to about the Denver airport, they always talk about how the horse's genitalia is gigantic. Like they didn't try to hide it. It's there. And I heard one the other day and they're like, its butthole is gigantic.
Wow.
Yes. And they leave it out in the open for you to see it. So if you ever get a chance to see Lucifer, check the butthole out.
Wow.
Wow. But lucky for Lucifer, the Denver art policy states that commissioned public art must remain in place for 5 years before accepting petitions for removal. This pretty much settled everything. After 5 years went by, people lost interest. And Lucifer is still there today, welcoming all the out-of-town visitors. Which sucks, because I knew, like, as soon as I read the policy, I was like, oh, they just lost interest in it. So, you give somebody 5 years, and they're probably like, go see Lucifer. It's crazy. You know it? Yeah.
I don't know, though. A lot of people that want a lot of monuments and stuff like that removed after many, many years.
That's true. Lucifer, though, he's not, like, really making a statement. He's just being a big, blue, scary horse. So,
of course.
Okay. Next, we are finally to the apocalyptic artwork that they have in the airport. This is a huge controversy and conspiracy theory, and nobody likes it. Okay. I'm going to show Troy just so you can get his reaction, and I'll post these as well. Let's see if that's the right one. Yes. The first mural is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature. The artist for both murals is Leo Tanguma. This set shows, I'll show it to you in just a second, a fiery scene where tons of trees are on fire and smoke is across the top of the mural. Children and women are running from the flames, and some are carrying extinct animals in cases. The foreground of the scene features bodies in caskets, and one of them being a child, a dead tortoise, and a dead leopard. The rib cage of a whale is also on there. And y'all, to be honest, you know those pictures that you come across on like Instagram and stuff, and it's like, look at this picture, and the more you look at it, the worse it gets. You know what I'm talking about? That's what it is, because it's just a total shit show, to be honest. It's just, you know, but of course, you know, the scary scene contrasts with the second half of the painting. But before we go there, I'm going to show Troy. This is the picture. And it's got the dead bodies right there, the dead tortoise, the dead leopard, the fire, them running away with all the extinct animals.
That's not just fire. That's fire and brimstone destruction.
Right? It's awful. So
it's like melting a wall or city or something.
Right? Like, wait till you see the next artwork he did. And as I said, It shows, the second part shows happy children around the world from different cultures, and the world is coming together in celebration with all the animals alive, and they're all happy in the background, and everything's good. So, let's see. Next, though, and this one is just god awful. The second set is called Children of the World, Dream of Peace. The first part of it shows a city in decay, and the main character is a soldier in a gas mask. The soldier looks like a Nazi, by the way. And he is holding a rifle and a sword above sleeping children and stabbing a white dove. It also shows crying moms holding what looks like dead babies.
That's like a Nazi zombie,
right? Like that, why would you put that up in an airport? And like the next part of it isn't much better. So the second part, because he wanted to do like contrast of both the paintings, but to me I just don't feel like the painting got much better. So
what are you saying is behind it, the meaning?
Well, hang on. The second part features people of diverse cultures celebrating above the corpse of the same soldiers with two white doves perched on the butt of the soldier's gun. So basically you've got a bunch of children dancing on a dead soldier's body. And we're not done though. While most of the children are dressed like different cultures from around the world, you'll see a cluster of kids in 90s clothes. Let's see. They're in the top center above the word peace. These are real Denver children that died as a result of gang violence. So, right? Like, I know that's supposed to be honoring and flattering.
Isn't the dove a symbol
of peace?
In Christianity, of Jesus?
Maybe, but I always thought it was a symbol of peace.
I think it is, but in Christianity, I think it's Jesus.
I think you're right, because I know in most churches you'll see a white dove, right?
Yeah, I need to look that up and see.
But the one, like, the part that's supposed to make it better, but then he's painted these kids that have died, and I get it's supposed to honor them, but I mean, I don't want people to come after me, but I don't like that. Do you like that?
Well, it's weird.
It's weird, right? I don't know. I don't know how the...
It's something that I would see and be like, what the fuck is that?
Right? Like
literally, that's what I would say.
I mean, to make it better, you've got these kids dancing on a corpse, and then you're trying to honor them by putting their faces up there with the kids dancing on a corpse. And it's not showing any kind of peace, you know? It's them, the kids getting violent pretty much, you know? And then putting the kids' faces on there that died of violence. And, but the first part, you see basically a Nazi soldier standing over sleeping children and dead babies. Like, it's just terrible. And I think if it were my child, I would be extremely offended by that, you know?
Yeah.
I would be very upset with that. I get the idea what he's going for, but I don't think it was interpreted in the right way. I mean, I'm sure he did it with great intentions, but I do not like it whatsoever. I think it's awful. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But if y'all think different, that is fine. That's totally great. But that's just what I think. So, moving right along. I'm not 100% what the theories are. It's just basically those fucked up paintings. Them saying that it's apocalyptic or whatever. Just that it's a... basically a sign of times to come and stuff like that. But I did read that there has been so much uproar about the paintings that they have since taking them down not too long ago. They still have them at the airport. They just have them put up for right now. So they did eventually take those down because people were just very offended by that. But yeah, hang on. I'm gonna show Troy because I took a close up. Like, that's a close up of the first one, like the coffin with a little girl in it and the dead animals around her. Like, that's terrible. And also, since we went back to it, going to an airport, like, I would think you would want to see art that was soothing to you, not a bunch of terrorists before you get on an airplane, you know? I mean, that's not what I would want to see. It would not calm my nerves, would it, you? Mm-hmm. You're trying to stay away from this one, aren't you? I'm sorry. I will stop. Okay. But not long ago, they also had an indoor garden called the Hidden Garden. It was designed to look like ancient ruins with concrete hidden by foliage. Almost like the aftermath of an apocalypse.
Why have all this shit in an airport?
Right? Real. Because I've got a picture of this, and it looks like...
Okay, so the airports we've been to, for example.
Right.
It's always been something related to what is important to the area.
Right.
Nashville, for example, had, you know, like country singing and
stuff
like that. Miami was all about the beaches, Bahamas, you know, all the places we've been to have always done something about the city we're
100%. Yeah.
I mean, we're in Colorado. If you go to Colorado, you want to think of damn
skiing or something.
Mountains and skiing and
The beautiful mountains. But so this is the
this looks like when they discovered the Roman Colosseum and they were about to unearth it.
Like, I think it looks like, what's that movie, that Will Smith movie, I Am Legend, when everything's like grown up and stuff? To me, that's what it looks like.
By the way, they're making a part two to that.
They don't need to, because I will not watch the first one. And it's not because I'm scared of it. It just really pissed me off that the dog died. I will not watch movies.
You didn't watch it?
I watched it once. I'm not watching it ever again. But yes, this, again, I will put this on Instagram. But it truly looks like a city that is in ruins.
Ruins.
And, like, it's not even, like, pretty plants. It's, like, vines and weeds and shit that grows up. You know, it's kind of gross. So, anyway, it got to be too expensive and nobody really wanted to take care of it. They quit watering it and all that good stuff. So, they just got rid of it. So, there's something else they got rid of that probably cost a ton of money. Last but not least, we have the gargoyles. I like the gargoyles. And I would actually, I've got a picture to show you of them too. I would really like to see the gargoyles. I think they're very cool. At the East and West baggage claim, you will find two cast bronze gargoyles. Now, historically, gargoyles are placed on buildings to protect the site. These gargoyles, also called Notre Dame. Well, it's supposed to be Notre Dame, and then, but you know, Notre Denver.
I stroke Jan.
Right, I totally just stroked out. These guys are seated.
I gotta stop watching The Office.
Oh my god. There was another podcast quote in The Office, and I was like, I cannot get away from this. But it made me laugh because it was something you said, and I can't remember what it was. The gargoyles are sitting inside suitcases to oversee and ensure that the baggage will arrive safely at the DIA. Now,
I don't think gargoyles are meant to protect luggage.
Well, these do. But
aren't gargoyles supposed to scare off evil forces?
I just told you what they were for. They put them on buildings to protect the site. So basically, yeah. You can say that. So this
if I ever go to Denver, are you saying I need to take my proton pack?
Yes, absolutely you do. So let me find. Oh. Okay, so this is one of the that's one of the gargoyles sitting in a suitcase. But in 2019, for the airport's 24th birthday, they got a brand new piece of art. They got Greg the Gargoyle. This is Greg.
This doesn't look like a Greg or a gargoyle.
Greg is very special.
He looks it.
He loves to talk to anyone that walks past him.
Is it like, like in the movie Night at the Museum, Dum Dum?
No. Like, this thing is so freaking cool. You can look up Greg the Gargoyle on YouTube, and he's got tons of videos on there. But apparently, they've got somebody, and their main job is watching, I guess, through a camera, and there's like a microphone that goes through it.
Oh my god, it's that South Park episode. It kind of is. At the aquarium.
Yes, it really is.
The whale on the moon.
Like in one video, this woman's holding flowers, and he's like, "Hey, can I have those flowers?" And she's like, "What the hell?" Like, he talks to everybody. But his favorite catchphrase is, "Welcome to the Illuminati headquarters. I mean, the Denver International Airport." But it's so funny because a lot of places are like, and it's such a mystery on how he talks to you. And I'm like, it's not a fucking mystery. The mystery is how many people he has to talk to, because they're like, we can't figure it out how he knows what to say. And I'm like, are you serious right now? But yeah, it's so funny. Like, there's one where he's like, this hot little girl, he's like, "Hey, can I go home with you?" And she's like, "Yeah, hop in my bag." And he's like, "No, thanks." Like, he talks to everybody. It's so funny. So you've got to look up.
Please change that, though.
What?
A hot little girl.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean it like that, but like a hot girl. Not, she wasn't like 10 or anything. She was probably in her 20s. So I'm saying some things tonight, huh?
You are.
But yes, that is the Denver International Airport.
Can you play some Malibu Barbie?
God. Stop.
I'm a candy, little girl. You're so hot.
So gross. Stop.
Like Blades
just
of Glory.
Stop.
Like a 15-year-old. But not hot.
Nobody knows what that movie is anymore.
Shut up.
But
I'm not that old. I'm only 28.
I know. But yeah, so what do you think? Do you think there's definitely some kind of conspiracy with how much money this airport gets?
It sounds like it. I don't think, honestly, after everything you just read, I don't think it's really a conspiracy or anything. I think they're just fucktards. They don't know how to do anything.
I mean,
that's the most mismanaged fucking place on earth.
Like, they reminded me of our kids, how they like beg and beg for something super expensive and then they just don't use it. Like the Bapes we got.
Oh, God.
But I don't know. That's a lot of money, and $3 billion over budget. What are they digging down there? I would really like to go down there. Because some people even think, conspiracy theorists think, that they have a huge shower system to, when the apocalypse hits. They made it sound like a concentration camp down there. That when the regular people need a place to go, they're going to put them down there and put them in the showers and let the poison go, the poison gas. They think that's one theory. I don't know where they got that theory. But, you know, it did make me think, because there's the theory about, and this is a big stretch, y'all, because this, you know, I don't know. but big stretch. Because since it does mention lizard people and aliens, because that is always mentioned with this airport, no matter what you find, it will mention
crab people.
So, you know how in other stories we've had the railway system underground that goes throughout everywhere?
Subway?
No. The one that they have like in Men in Black. They were saying that. I mean, they've got the subway system there too, don't they? Most airports do, don't they?
Well, they have those little shuttle things.
Yeah. But this is like.
If it's international, they definitely have to, pretty much.
Yeah, but this is like way, way, way underground. shut up.
Nice stroke, Jenna.
Right.
Nobody's perfect.
It made me think of that little railway system that they said is all over the world underground, and because that would cost about $3 billion to make.
Dollars. I'll pay you clams.
Y'all, he's not being dirty. I have a game that I play, and the money is in clams. So that's what he's talking about. But truly, I think there is definitely.
Why is a clam dirty? Oh.
Jam out with your clam out. Rock out with your cock out.
Wow. I didn't finish that for a reason.
But nobody would have got it.
You have underage kids listening to this. Really? So shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
Can't say fuck on the air.
Just saying, okay. Shoot.
Not stroke again.
You made me forget what I was going to say. You know, we're just, I don't know.
What's the letters for the airport? Do you know? Like the 3-digit thing?
DIA.
Denver. Okay.
I've only been calling it the DIA throughout this whole.
Oh, I thought that stood for blowing.
God. Is anybody still there?
No, I doubt it.
They're gone.
They've given up on us.
Yeah, we're done.
Too much pain medication to not kids.
Wow. Okay, you guys. Do you feel like there is a conspiracy or anything like that? Or do
no,
you just
honestly,
think they're
think really
bad with managing money?
Mismanaged a lot.
Bad with money. Do you think that Lucifer could be cursed?
I think, I don't know about curse, but it's probably got some damn bad juju.
Yeah, definitely, I mean, for sure. Now, for me, I think something is under there for them to spend that much money. And
you always do.
I know, but I just, you know, if you're going to blame it on a baggage system or whatever and say it's an underground baggage system, which I'm sure some of them are, there's definitely something going on down there, and I feel like they're doing something with those tunnels to spend that much money. Also, the fact that I found that they're doing a new baggage claim system and they need $500 million to do it, you know? So, they're doing something, and I do feel like something's underground. And it may not be like lizard people.
Maybe we should just commission you to find out what in the hell is going on. You have my tax dollars.
Okay. I would like the tax dollars from the Denver International Airport for sure. But yeah, so if y'all don't hear from us next week, it means the men in black have come and got us because we have.
Why can't it be the women in black? Why you gotta be sexist?
Okay, the people in black have come and gotten us.
What do you mean by you people?
The men in black. That's just what they're called. You don't hear the WIBs. Women in. It stands for blow me, okay? All right. All right, I'm just done.
We had
guys,
fun tonight, guys.
Yeah, I knew this was gonna be a fun one because it's mainly conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
You know, I saw one hell of a video the other day.
Does it have anything to do with anything paranormal or something?
Yes,
okay, good.
There's a lot, I meant to show it to you, but there's a lot of mountains that if you pay attention to the way they're laid out, look like people, like hips, faces, eyes, and they're saying it's back from when we had giants. And there was one, like, inside of a tunnel where it almost looked like a set of lungs. It was breathing, there's a worker that recorded it. And then there's one, you're on the outside, you span around, and it's like the side of the mountain has a damn colossal-sized door that closes real quick.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I meant to show that to you so we could talk about it, maybe doing a story on it. It was really cool.
On giants and stuff, like Nephilim and everything? I think that's a really good idea. I've been meaning to get to that, so that is definitely worth checking out. And it's probably what we're doing next week. It goes along with
how deep they're digging under there, because they say that these mountains and hills and all that stuff, basically that movie we watch, Kong vs. Godzilla, the little...
Oh, the inner earth type thing. That's really freaking cool, too. For them to... Didn't they fall through something, and then it was, like, outside again, and it was freaking great. We're going to do a story on that, y'all. Write that down. Write it down.
No.
Okay. Guys, thank you for sticking with us. We will have a more serious topic next time.
I thought we were going to do the giants.
We will do the giants. This one, it just kind of gets me. I don't know what to really think about it. Are they just bad at money, or are they really hiding something? What do you guys think?
And remember to tag us at hashtag Bigfoot's Nuts.
Bigfoot's baby. Bigfoot nuts. Okay, you guys. We will see y'all next week. Drink lots of water and definitely stay hydrated. It is so hot outside now. And make good choices. Bye, guys.
Bye.